You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cavs play tonight. But welcome to the NFL Draft, baby! Tis the draft season, Kenny. All the mock drafts.
Ah, yes!
They come to a head today.
Yes!
It's the intersection of
the intrigue,
fantastical sports, and analysis meet hardcore
sports.
Excitement with sports
with
and new
sports
players.
With sports and picking and hope springing eternal.
Everlasting hope, Ken Carter.
It's unbelievable. So many picks. So much time because it's a three-day event.
And so it begins.
You agree. And tomorrow, I mean, we got
to
pick.
Used to have a draft pick.
One more year.
One
last
more year.
Year.
They're not trading next year's pick. Come on. They're not doing it.
No, they're not going to do that.
Like, do you understand now? Like, we've gotten into the big debates about, well, they're all in. So if you're all in, you're always going to trade. Do you understand now why just as a city to go? Is this 3 years we haven't had a first-round draft pick?
Yep. Correct. Three
Holy
in a row.
Wow.
In like
three
four
in a row.
The last.
But now,
they didn't have 2019 either.
When did they make the swap for Deshaun Watson? Was that January?
No,
it
was
in like March of 21.
March.
Okay, so you didn't know for 3 months you weren't going to have a pick. Okay, so
yeah,
it was at that point, but we didn't care because we were getting Deshaun Watson, and we didn't even know if he was going to get suspended necessarily. Like, we didn't officially know that.
And then he only got suspended 6 games when we all had a party.
We had a pep rally.
And then he got suspended 11. We went, boo.
And then we had all sorts of appeals.
Yay!
And then they brought in Sue Ann Robinson. Boo.
Boo. I think it was Sue Ella Robinson.
And then who was the other one? They brought in another one at the end, didn't they?
Yay! Yay!
Lance Ito.
Boo.
Rest in peace.
He's dead?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I believe he's alive.
No, hold on.
Got it.
Haven't got to do this in a while. Lance Ito is alive! Yay! 73 big ones.
You know who I was thinking of?
Who?
Bill Pito from ESPN.
Bill Pito's dead?
Yeah.
A lot of people rhyme him in songs.
Bill Pito is alive!
Whoa!
Yeah!
You know what I was thinking about?
Who are you thinking about?
I was thinking about Larry Beal.
How do I even spell it? Oh, Larry Beal. Oh, he's definitely alive. Larry Beal is... He's alive!
Yeah.
Come on!
There we go.
You know what?
Who?
John Anderson. That's who I was thinking.
John
about.
Anderson is alive. Definitely I don't need alive. To even do it for
just
that.
Doing his send-off
it was
show
Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah.
You know what?
Scott Van Pelt's
Stephen
alive.
Stephen A. Smith. That's the
Stephen
one.
Stephen A. Smith's alive.
Anyway, it's draft
Doggone
day.
Doggone it.
It's draft day.
It's draft day, baby. It's draft day. Here we go.
Pick 54.
Come on, wake up, Andrew. Let's make some picks, baby.
Did you guys do anything fun last night to prep for draft day?
Well, there's only one thing to do, really.
According to our sheet here.
Show the sheet. Show the camera the sheet.
Here's the sheet, everybody. Well, you'll see that, I'm sure, on a highlight. Keith won't show it. Under Browns NFL, Mitch likes to bring up the sheet. I think you might write this stuff just to see whether or not we're paying attention. At the bottom, it says, did you watch draft day last night? Which was not texted to us, and I didn't know if he just decided to throw that in there by himself. Is this some sort of tradition you have?
Yeah, the night before every NFL draft since about, I believe, the year after it came out, I
well,
have
I
watched...
hope so. You can't do it beforehand now, can you?
Since I have watched the movie Draft Day.
1782.
Just dreamed about it before then.
What a tradition. A time-honored.
You've watched Draft Day ever since That movie came out the night before the draft.
That is correct.
You watched it last night?
I did.
You got to be kidding me.
Now, I watched it like while I was working on stuff for today, but I did have it on in the background.
I've seen that movie once and exactly once, and that is all I'm ever going to see of it. Once they showed the old lady, once the old lady was holding the football out on the practice field, I said, I'm out. I'm done.
The only part I've seen of it was last year when they did the breakdown of how long it actually took him to drive to all the spots at the beginning of the movie.
I love the drone video.
You know what?
That made the movie.
I actually like the breakdown that happened on the internet as well, more than the movie. But honestly, once you sit there going, I miss Peepaw, I'm holding this football. I'm going, no, we're done. We're done.
Did Bye-bye. You even know, Kenny?
The weather's going over her head, and she's just standing out there like having a seance for her dead husband out there in the practice field. I went, nope, bye-bye.
Did you know about some of the hot spots on the west side of Cleveland that would
featured? If like I own the Browns, I'll bring that up in a second. If I own the Browns, what was that movie you told me to watch with that guy who made the terrible movie? Tommy, what's his name? You remember?
Yes.
The Room.
The room.
Tommy Wiseau, yeah.
Yeah. If I own the Browns and I heard that scene was going down, I went, nope, I'm taking this over and I'm just going to make the movie myself. And that's what I would do. I would just star in it and that would be the end of it. Whoever owns the Browns in the movie, get out of there. Kenny's showing up. We're rewriting the whole thing.
Now, do you get as excited about this, Mitch, when it's the Rule 5 draft? Do you pop in a movie? Is there a baseball movie that
Summer
would be?
Summer Catch. Let's watch it.
Gosh, I don't even know if they're
Major League 3, back to the minors.
Yeah,
that's got to be the one. Yep, Major League 3.
So what kind of tradition do you...
The fish that stayed Pittsburgh right before the NBA draft.
Do you make the same... Is it the same spread every year? Do you have your buddies over? Do you do a Zoom? Wear your masks? What do you do?
I've done different versions of it. We've watched it over Zoom. We've watched it in groups. I've watched it by myself. I mean, last night was just me in my apartment. But yeah, I'll do any tradition as long as I have the Blu-ray copy, which I have in my 700 Blu-rays.
Are you dialed in or do you have a podcast going? Do you have draft coverage from 92.3 The Fan? Ken Carmen doing the show.
Yep.
Nathan Zagura.
Taking you through, baby.
I mean, I always have 92.3 playing on my little radio in my apartment.
No, you don't, you liar.
No, that's true. I actually have a little radio in my apartment that I usually have it on during the day.
All right. Well,
guy has a radio in his apartment.
All right. What stood out to you yesterday with our day full of programming on your little radio? What stood out?
What stood out?
Takeaway? I don't want to know that. I want to know about the movie.
I want a takeaway.
I want to know about this excellent movie. Sexy Costner walking around having sex in a closet. Isn't that what they did in draft day?
They talk in a closet multiple times. They don't do that stuff in
there. I thought they had sex in the closet in one of them.
They have it before the movie because the whole crux of it is that she's pregnant.
She's pregnant in the movie?
Yeah.
She's getting ready to watch.
Well, yeah, why are you spoiling the movie for everybody,
That's not a big
bitch.
Spoiler in the movie.
How do you compare closet sex, Kenny, with standing up sex, which was featured in the most recent True Detective with Jodie Foster?
You really want to break me break this down here?
Ranked up power rank your positions
When I was, I don't know if this is the proper place to do that.
We can't.
I kind of am slowing down on the. I'll tell you this.
Quicksand, number one.
When I was younger and in better shape, when I was lifting, standing up was a lot of fun. It was a good time. It's a good time, everybody, okay? All right? I said it. There you go.
I mean, you would think the physics would get in the way of some of that. But if you're committed to the cause.
Nah, the physics are fine. If you're strong like Bull, then everything is fine. So, Mitch, what did you think of the movie? Did it get better with age?
I mean, look, it's not a perfect movie by any stretch.
Oh, really? There's some mistakes there.
We got Gene Siskel over here giving us the lowdown. Who is dead, by the way? Go ahead.
The biggest thing that you kind of mentioned it with the lady on the football field. My thing is that it took the Browns owner about 6 draft picks to fly back from New York to Cleveland on his private jet. And what is the draft maximum minutes? 10 minutes each?
Well, it used to be 15.
Yeah.
So we're looking at maybe like an hour in time.
Best acting in that movie was Pumpkinhead. No, and his head, and you see his head, and it almost like you can see how he's acting out the frowning. No, I can't believe, how did we do this? How did we make this decision? Pumpkinhead was the best actor out of the whole thing.
All right, am I a bad Cleveland fan to admit that I've seen this movie exactly one time and don't remember any of it?
I've seen it one time, and I don't need to remember anymore.
Except the drone video footage.
Did you guys see it in the theater?
No.
No.
Oh, I did. I saw it with my mom. Yeah.
So that's nice. You were the two people in that theater?
Yeah, when he gets to the pancake line, when he gets to the pancake line at the end, my mom like audibly gasped in the theater that he said it.
What about the I don't need to hear about pancakes.
He's like, talk to me, you pancake eating mother.
Okay, yeah. Easy.
You know, every movie I've ever enjoyed.
Tuscarawas County, a little filthy mouth.
I think I've found myself over the last however many years of this show that anytime there's been a good movie, I've said something silly like, oh, I want the prequel. Because I told you it doesn't ruin the actual movie for me to have a whole nother ecosystem of movies. Just keep giving me prequels. This one I never said that about. Never really asked for a prequel to this one.
We've seen the prequel many times. I can't believe you watch this movie before the draft every year.
Yeah, man.
I can't believe this is your tradition.
Sure.
Do you catch something small every time? Every time you watch it?
I'll catch a little.
Like with The Godfather. With The Godfather or Godfather 2. I've seen it a million times. There's a little nuance. It's just a little thing, a little way the sound hits with the score or something that one of the other major motion picture actors does something a little off frame that you're like, oh, okay, I get it.
It's actually Apollonia holding the football years later out in the field.
I mean, it's like that, but it's kind of the opposite where I'm noticing a little bit of a worse thing each and every time. Like there's one scene where they're in the locker
Tuesday.
Room. They're in a locker room, and Kevin Costner is talking to one of the strength coaches, and he's saying something like, he's talking about how Brian Drew's getting like stronger with the weights. He's like, oh, I was talking to our star wide receiver, John Edwards, the other day. I'm like, what coach describes a player like that exactly? Our star wide receiver, so-and-so. That made no sense to me.
It also doesn't even age well in a football sense because you're not taking a linebacker that high in the first round anymore. A classic linebacker.
Well, game's evolved, Kenny.
You're taking a big body classic linebacker.
Well, it's time for the remake.
Yeah. Well, actually, I do think, I mean, I will say this. This is what aged well. The call where the Jacksonville Jaguars general manager freaks out, I think that would actually age well. I saw the owner of the Jaguars getting DDT'd last night or getting a tombstone pile driver put on him last night on national television.
I saw him take a punch to the gut.
I tell you what, Andrew, if Andrew's listening, they should play this in the second one. Andrew, if you're listening, call the Jaguars tonight. See if they'll trade you. Do they have a first-round pick? See if they'll trade it. The guy took a tombstone pile driver last night on national television. I woke up, that's the first thing I saw was Tony Khan taking a tombstone pile driver. Okay? So give him a call and see if he'll trade you picks.
They have the 17th overall pick.
Okay, see if he'll trade you the 17th overall pick. See if we can turn Devin Bush into the 17th overall pick. See if you can get him to freak out.
But see now these guys are becoming bigger characters. Believe it or not, GMs like Brad Holmes of the Lions. Have you seen these videos of him celebrating?
Yeah.
Never. GMs were always very reserved. They never told the media anything at all. I mean, you had the occasional John Dorsey who would sit up there and chew the entire time.
The buddy boy, yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
That was
a short time when we had John and I got to sit there and get my mouth full of food and act like I was calling draft picks.
I brought in chicken salad the one day just to put it in Ken's mouth.
Hey, buddy boy. I'm only hungry now and right now.
But I wonder, do you think there's going to be a new generation of GM that is going to be outspoken, brash, the way that some of the coaches are? I mean, does that work in Detroit? Do you think that'll continue to work in Detroit?
No, because you don't want to give away too much, apparently.
I know, but, you know, are they really giving away anything? Because anything you say, like, who was the player yesterday?
J.J. McCarthy said he liked the Giants. He's like, they asked him who he feels good about, and he's like, I had a great meeting with the Giants. I think I could go there. And people are like, whoa, what are you doing? And I go, might be perfect. Might not want to go to the Giants. Mm-hmm. Might not want to go there, and that's it. Which, by the way, if you want the Giants, or if the Giants want the quarterback, they're just going to take the quarterback, and that's it. You're not going to not pick a guy because he said that. They ain't going to do that.
Well, then it was Dave Canales, too. He's promised like 50 guys he's going to take them with the second pick, with their second pick overall. And, you know, you're scratching your head listening to his thought process. But you're just wondering, like, we've had an entire era now of you don't say anything. Almost guys mimicking Bill Belichick. Isn't that what it is? Like, a bunch of guys have seen the success of Bill Belichick, and they said, well, we're not going to say anything. Now it's almost like you are on the next generation of guys who are like, you know what, Sean McVay, bleep those picks, or I'm gonna be very vocal. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have personality, and that's how I got to this point. And so this is the way I'm gonna do my business. Am I really gonna reveal anything anyway? I don't know. But I've always wondered, does it change? Does it? Because in the NBA, some of the GMs, like Daryl Morey, he is outspoken. He says what's on his mind all the time.
By the way, I'm getting the T. Swain. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He watches the movie every day.
I think.
Or every year.
I don't think Mitch is alone.
How many people do it?
I saw some other people.
How many people do it? I mean, if you like a movie that's so splendidly bad, like I've told you the brilliance of Roadhouse many times over and how it should be the worst movie ever made and it's the greatest movie ever made because it should have been the worst movie ever made. Maybe that's how people feel about Draft. You cannot. I love the history of Cleveland sports, and I love the history of the Browns as much as anybody out there. And even I'm like, yeah, I don't need to watch this for nostalgia. Like, I'm not nostalgic about it. Lord Almighty. Either way, today's the draft and game three of the Eastern Conference playoff. A lot of fun today, Tone. A lot of fun to be had.
The afternoon show already put out a poll during the morning show. Is watching the movie Draft Day the night before the NFL draft every year a lame tradition? Who put that up?
Seems like the marble mouth of Crawford County has you in his crosshairs over there, Mitch.
Right now, already 720 votes. Yes is in the lead.
Lima is madder. Lima is madder than he should be about the Guardians' loss last night. Why?
Furious.
We'll tell you why and about last night next on The Fan.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Devastated, Kenny. Devastated. Not because the Guardians lose. You're going to lose some games. They're 17-7. They're 10 games above 500. 10 games. I thought it was 9 when I showed up today. Yeah. It's 10. I can't even keep up.
Well, you don't watch baseball.
With how many games? Oh, I watched
I'm
yesterday.
Kidding.
You were watching Draft Day.
I watched until I saw the second Connor Wong home run, Kenny.
Do people check out during those games?
You know what? We had Taylor, who tweets us all the time on X, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Was it Taylor who said he had great seats yesterday?
Saw the pictures.
But they
were great seats.
Miserable weather.
Boy, it was cold.
And you were getting destroyed. So how long do you stay in those seats?
Well, how long was the game yesterday?
And their games against the Red Sox have been absolutely flying.
I do not have a time of the game.
Ended for me at 8 o'clock. 220. So.
Yeah, could you make 228? It's not like you showed up in a t-shirt and shorts and went, oh my goodness, it's 40 degrees outside like you knew going in.
Yeah, well... Sarah, the wife, went on Saturday for that party.
We know who she is.
And she had to wear her best, her warmest winter jacket, winter coat. She had to wear it, and she said she was miserable.
When is she not miserable? Yesterday
was
even colder.
What could that possibly be?
Last night was colder than it was Saturday night.
Well, then she would have been even more miserable.
And when you're down 8-0.
That's a possibility.
Nothing. But if you were sitting, let's say you were on TV the whole time. Are you staying the whole game?
If you're on TV the whole time.
Yeah, if you're in the seats where...
In the TV seats.
You can be seen the entire game.
Okay.
Does that matter?
It's a little different here because that's the dugout suite.
You can do the thing once.
So they got heaters, right?
You can do the thing once where you get on the cell phone and you like lean over and do the wave thing. Like, hey, I'm on TV. Hey, Glenda, hi. And then that's it. You aren't doing that in the eighth inning.
Yeah, when the...
That's it.
When the stadium was brand new, it was a whole dog and pony show about getting on TV. Now, they've taken away some of those seats, right? And the camera angle has shifted, so you don't have as many opportunities. But those cutaways for guys in the batter's box or the other view when someone is up the plate, depending on a righty or lefty, you have those opportunities to be on TV. But at this...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the only time you've ever had a chance to do that. 2.5 hours, you're probably right. You're probably staying, no matter how miserable it is. No matter how...
Those are still great seats.
It's still baseball. It's the Red Sox. You're still getting to see your guys, and you never know when they're going to turn it around. They didn't yesterday, unfortunately. They only could muster four hits. So Carlos Carrasco struggled. I didn't tell you, but the big reason that I was devastated with the loss... Kenny, I've been looking at run differential. You know me. Me and run differential have this very sordid relationship.
You're very weird about
this. This complex relationship.
Very weird.
So after last night, their run differential dropped to plus 47, which right now, Kenny, is still the best in Major League Baseball. You know number two is?
What?
The Atlanta Braves.
And we play the Braves coming up.
You do. They're 17 and
this weekend.
Six. So the Braves have record in baseball.
Maybe one of the biggest run differential series of the year.
It is. It is the quintessential run differential series
folks,
of the year.
This is why you got to keep it locked here to 92.3 The Fan and 92.3thefan.com and on the free Odyssey app. We got the draft. We have draft day coverage
of
the movie and the actual draft. We have the NBA playoffs. Probably it would go in order. NBA playoffs with the Cavs.
Then the movie.
Draft. Movie, then draft, but a possible World Series preview.
Boom.
Shakalaka.
A pretty big deal.
A possible World Series preview coming this weekend.
Not to mention, we have somebody that works at the station who is a
Braves fan.
Diehard Atlanta Braves fan.
Yeah, when he wants to be. I think it's a very convenient thing
for him. You think it's fickle?
No, he actually does pay closer attention to the Braves than I would think. Ladies and gentlemen, the marble mouth of Crawford County. He is a Braves fan.
Carrasco didn't have it.
A weird area out there.
It's like Fulton County of Ohio.
True.
That was Carlos Carrasco's first start in Cleveland since
1977.
It's a long time ago. The 37-year-old.
Since the first series of the year at home?
Did he? I didn't think he got a start.
He started the doubleheader against the Yankees.
Yes, he did.
Nine hits, five earned runs, and struck out four. He said afterwards he was trying to be a little too perfect. Here's his manager.
Yeah. Cookie was all right. He was having a hard time with his changeup to lefties. Just wasn't getting it below the zone. To righties, he was getting the changeup down and executing. But the changeup to lefties, whether they were sitting on it, whether it was just sitting up for them. But I think a majority of their damage came on the changeup from lefties. And then Mr. Wong had a great game. He's had our number this whole year. You got to credit to them. They hit the ball hard. They got it done.
You just can't leave him out there for the six, man.
Not for Mr.
Just
Wong.
I know you, but you just can't. You can't leave him out there for the sixth. I mean, right now, like the Derry brothers said it best this weekend. They were saying, like, you're really hoping to get four and then maybe five.
Yeah.
Getting five, it's like, all right, it's 3-0. He kept us afloat. Let's see what we can do. It's like, no, man, you can't. Sorry, I think that's a mistake by Stephen Vogt. You can't bring him out there for the six.
Are you calling this a vote loss?
This is a vote loss.
No, they would have been losing anyway.
No, it's not. Yeah, they were losing anyway. It's not a vote loss.
Or did the hitters pack
it
in?
Yeah, it's true.
Was it insurmountable?
No, that's not
a vote loss.
I take that back. That's not a vote loss. It's just that's not a good decision because right there, like it's 3-0. Like you're still within striking distance. And he was, again, it's Carlos Carrasco. He's a little longer in the tooth. He's 37 years old. So he's going to kind of putter around out there. And he kind of kept you within it. And then by the end of the fifth, like, you got to know, like, all right, that's it. He's too old. He's just too old. Like, you can't, you shouldn't have left him out there. That's a mistake. Not a vote loss, but it's a vote mistake.
So your lead over the Royals down to 2.5. Are you following any of the one thing I have been doing in the Central, not really paying attention to the Royals or the Tigers. I keep paying attention to the Twins just because I don't think the Twins are out of it. Do you think the Twins are out of it? They're 10-13.
According to their fans, they are.
Okay, they've won three in a row.
They just hate them up there, it seems.
Well, I just keep taking a look at how much of a – you had an eight-game lead over them a few days ago, and I'm like, man, that gets up to 10. I don't know. I know you play them a bunch of times.
It's April 25th. We're still over a month away from Memorial Day.
I know.
Let's let the dust – we're off to a great start.
I'm just saying, if you get that lead up to 10, you're thinking, man, that's mentally – that could be exhausting for Minnesota to be thinking about that all year.
Houston right now, they're a world of talent. They are 7-18.
That's crazy.
So they got talent. They're not very good. Like, it can switch, and we got to play Houston coming up. Like, it can switch very quickly here with a talented team or a team that has guys who just seems like every single way you look are flirting with Tommy John surgery. Now we got Gavin Williams who had more discomfort, and he's got to be shut down for a week. So, you know, we're holding on for dear life with these starting pitchers, and you just can't keep putting it on the bullpen. And that's why, again, like Carlos, it's like, all right, it's 3-0. Let's let Beattie go out there, or Beattie go out there. Sorry, yeah. Beattie go out there and start the sixth, and let's let this one go. I get Bybee and Beattie mixed up all the time. I'm sorry.
Meanwhile,
we're talking baseball. We're talking Gardos.
What about Bibb?
Well, the Cavaliers. Well, one thing he'll tell you, certainly about City of Cleveland.
The state of our city is strong, and we're just getting started.
Can't be toting those kids around in official vehicles.
Were they paying attention?
Just getting started.
Were they paying attention to Chicago yesterday? An unveiling of a downtown dome rendering on the lakefront.
Nice transition. Well done.
Were they paying attention? Because boy, did I get some texts about that yesterday.
Okay. What do you got? Show me some of your texts. Show your work.
A little bit of a bait and switch by Chicago. That this is never going to happen. This downtown dome is never going to happen. But they were praying yesterday. Did you see this? That was part of the presentation.
They prayed?
They were praying.
Over a dome?
The family, Kevin Warren.
Are you sure this wasn't about something else? You sure? Like,
no.
I'm serious. I don't want to be disrespectful to some other situation.
I'm just making sure. The internet had some fun at their expense yesterday as they had their invocation as part of the... part of the presentation.
Good boy.
Anywho, Cavaliers also getting ready for their playoff game. We'll hear from them later today because you know, Kenny, series hasn't started yet between them and the Orlando Magic. Technically, it has not started. By conventional wisdom, the series has not started. We'll explain a little bit later.
We got more on that coming up at 7:20. Coming up next, though, the Browns need a good player now, not a good idea later. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima. Take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app. It's going to be a good time with Tim Kirch, and we'll talk Gardos with him. Also, we got playoffs tonight. We'll get to that. We'll talk Cavs coming up at 7:20. Mary Kay at 8:20, a lot going on. However, Solomon Wilcots was on afternoon drive yesterday, and they brought back up trading Greg Newsom.
Offensive linemen, you and I both know that's what's needed. Cleveland Browns, last year you played as many offensive linemen as any team in the NFL, to be honest with you. I think you can get a quality linebacker, and I think you can add to your defensive rotation up front. Remains to be seen what they're going to do because, look, I'm hearing on the street that they could end up making a move to get a second-round selection by dealing Greg Newsom. You guys have a glut of these really good cornerbacks, and Andrew Berry could look to pick up a draft pick by moving a player.
No shots at Solomon Wilcots here. What's the street? What's the scuttlebutt you're hearing? What's your sources? Like, if you're hearing on the street, well, I can go to Twitter and call those the streets. I can walk on the street and somebody on Prospect is going to tell me about trading Greg Newsom. What can I get? Can I really get a second round pick for Greg Newsom?
My guess when I hear second round.
And remember, they took him with a first round pick. You're going to trade your first round pick for a second round pick?
That part of it is not as crazy because, you know, value-wise over the course of a few years and considering the amount of money you're going to have to spend for Greg Newsom.
I actually do think it's a little bit crazy.
You do?
And let me tell you why.
Okay.
He's a first-round pick. They still have a fifth-year option on him. Like, this is what I think
a lot
of people...
But his value is not still a first-rounder.
I don't believe his value is still a first-rounder, but you're not going to come out in a season where you're going to compete or you're trying to compete. You're a competitive football team. So if you're a competitive contending football team, are you just going to come out and trade his ass in value and say that, okay, we can get a second round pick and then do it down the line? Because, again, I cannot stress enough, I don't know if you're getting a second-round pick right off the rip here for Greg Newsome. And if a team's willing to give you a second-round pick, I still think you need to think about who you have there as your nickel corner. Because everybody's worried about the money all of a sudden here. Like, we haven't just been spending money like crazy on this football team. And I'm thinking, you have a fifth-year option on the guy. So I can use that fifth-year option. And even if I can't bring him within a decent number to sign him long-term, maybe that's not possible. If he were to leave in free agency, I'm more than likely, if he plays very well, get a compensatory pick of in the same neighborhood of what you could realistically get for him. And I cannot, again, stress this enough. When has Denzel Ward ever played an entire season? He's never played all 16 or 17 games.
Well, there's one aspect, though, I'd want
to
introduce into this
now.
Conversation.
What are we doing?
True.
Are we just bored? Are we just bored?
And
we want picks?
Teams are always still value-oriented. I mean, think about what look at what the Kansas City Chiefs did with Tyreek Hill. Would you say when they traded him, they're not trying to win now? Good teams and good front offices have to think about 2 years from now.
I mean, you really
can't.
If we're just going to use Kansas City as the model for everything, then we really can't have a discussion.
Well, not just them.
Because Patrick Mahomes is the cheat code of cheat codes. I can't do that.
I mean, there are plenty of teams.
Who traded a first rounder for A.J. Brown?
No, but there are plenty of teams that do.
Move, they got their GM fired in Tennessee?
I think you think about this as the Browns should only be adding. They can't possibly subtract.
Talking about adding. I'm talking about keeping a good player on my good football team. That's what I'm talking about.
They also need, first of all, do they think he's that good? How good do they think? This is part of the issue I would like to introduce into this conversation. Is there a chance the Browns just, they think that he's not as good as maybe some of the fans here in Cleveland think, maybe as you think?
Andrew Berry's drafted the position pretty well, even though we're saying that Martin Emerson could pass him up, but then you would have to remain critical of Greg Newsome if you wanted to make a move to trade Greg Newsome, which Andrew Berry, again, drafted in the first round. So you could take him, and what could I do? It's the classic almost, and I don't even watch that much Family Guy, but it's the classic, Greg Newsome could be anything. The second-round pair, we got Greg Newsome is Greg Newsome. The second-round pick could be anything. It could even be Greg Newsome. Like, are you getting another corner?
Yeah,
do
but
we
you're
really
resetting.
Believe that Cam Mitchell's going to supplant him?
But you're resetting because the Greg Newsome that you would be paying, what would he get on the open market? If he has a great year this year, what is Greg Newsome getting on the open
market? More than you could afford. But that's where a fifth-year option comes into play, so I would still have him.
They like to get out in front of these things, right?
And Obviously, everybody would.
If they've been unable to do that, and maybe they are not as high on him, then it does stand to reason that the Browns have so much money tied up in so many positions. And by the way, players that also want extensions like Amari Cooper, Njoku right around the corner. You don't think Myles Garrett wants to get after he's seen what some of the pass rushers are getting?
Stop speaking that into existence about Myles here for a second. Could you just stop bringing him up for a moment?
Well, it's just that there's going to be more and more money to spend. So at some point, the Browns are going to need young players on rookie deals.
Yeah.
And right now, the Browns only have two draft picks in the top 150. And I went over this yesterday. Steelers have five in the top 119. Ravens have five in the top 130. Bengals, five in the top 115. Those are all teams that have a chance to surge ahead of you with young, talented players this year.
Do you believe that Greg Newsome contributes now?
Yeah.
I automatically expect that second-round pick to contribute now? Because that's exactly what I need.
Yes. I think you can.
You can expect it.
I can.
Now I'm putting more pressure.
Positionally, it matters, right?
Yes, but now I'm putting more pressure. Well, I mean, they could just get the second-round pick and take an offensive lineman there, like Solomon Wilcott's is saying, they can take a lot of things. They don't necessarily need to take a cornerback. But I have to replace him because, again, I cannot stress
it enough.
It
would be nice to have two second-round
picks. Denzel's your best, and Denzel never plays a full season. So now I don't want to get out of camp and all of a sudden be like, hey, you know, Denzel, he tweaked his hamstring, and now all of a sudden we got ourselves a problem. And now I'm left with old Mother Hubbard going,
you're right.
Well,
that's
all the people telling me, and Cam Mitchell's a fine player.
Bring up Cam Mitchell,
he's a fine special teamer as well. Now all of a sudden, you're putting way more pressure on a second-year back-end player than you ever expected.
They might be really, really high in his trajectory. I mean, that's part of
maybe they are.
That's part of the stuff. We're not there every day.
But
we don't know.
In the history of the NFL, I can only go by history. What tells me that Cam Mitchell was seventh round last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
At what point in the history of the NFL, more often than not, they have not thought that highly of a seventh round pick in year two?
Now, here's part of it that I'm wondering. Now, you talked about they could just draft an offensive lineman in the second round. I'm looking at their offensive line, Jedrick Wills, Joel Bitonio, Ethan Wyteller, Jack Conklin. Who's here?
There's a lot of guys banged up.
Who's here in 2 years? Of all the guys,
Jones. So did you count DeJuan Jones?
I didn't. Okay. Because I'm
DeJuan
just,
Jones is.
Okay.
Ethan Posick might be.
Who unfortunately did not make it through his rookie year, and there were concerns when he got drafted. All I'm saying is this offensive line, the way that they have to be thinking, they are probably a little concerned that they don't have that next, but Luke Weppler, that they don't have that next wave coming.
Luke Weppler played all right when he had to play.
These guys are aging.
He played pretty well.
Is he going to be a starter?
No, I don't know about
that. So this is where there is some concern. Do they have enough draft picks to fix this?
But do you understand?
To make sure that they have that next group.
But that's where I look back at him and I go, okay, you still got pick 54 in the second round.
Yes.
You do have a second round pick. So you can make that decision there. Because you're making the same decision about the offensive line. Like, I would just flip it around and say this if we were talking about trading Wyatt Teller, which people have tried to bring up.
Yep.
And I go, well, who are you going to replace him with? Because you haven't played with a solid offensive line. You've had to play with an offensive line in tatters since 2020. Remember, in the 2020 season, only half of those games were played with their original starting offensive line. So they've always had to plug and play different guys. And yeah, Jack Conklin ain't going to be around. I totally understand it. But it almost feels like I'm trading off one problem for another to address one where I'm going to have another on the other side. And remember, it's not where I'm carrying a bunch of water for Greg Newsom and saying Greg Newsom needs to be a Brown for the rest of his life. I understand the dollars and cents here. But what I'm pointing out is I know that he can contribute and play very well in his role. A nickel cornerback. Solomon Wilcots is not wrong when he says, are you going to pay a nickel cornerback $20 million a year? No, you don't really want to, unless the going rate in a few years is going to be $20 million. We'll see where inflation goes. But you don't want to do that. But I'm talking about the now. And if we're doing all this to try to contribute or compete now, which they are, I don't think you're taking away a guy who can start instead of Denzel or MJ Emerson if they get hurt and still starts at corner because you're still going to play a lot of that scheme.
I do think...
I don't understand why you would take away that starter just to get the pick for the future.
I do think this is the tax of where they are right now in the salary cap. I think that they don't think they can pay another guy. And so they're trying to get out in front of it. And they are also looking at the other guys they have to extend. And also, as part of this, I mean, we just say a blanket second round. There's a huge difference between the 33rd overall pick and the 64th.
But
I'm guessing they'd be trading with a good team that has a lower draft
pick. If he has a good year this year, can I not? Because I'm hoping that after this year, Deshaun Watson is going to play at a level that gives me a lot more confidence and he can keep our head above water and keep us afloat as we have to start making those roster transitions. So can I still get, because Solomon Wilcott's saying you could get a second round pick. I don't know if he's saying you absolutely will. I don't think he is. So can I still get somewhere in the neighborhood of second to mid round for Greg Newsom next year? Yeah, I think he can. 216-474-0092. Are you willing to trade Greg Newsom? Second round pick, go ahead and say it. 216-474-0092. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, Mary Kay at 820 on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.